Hi, everybody. This is the Flavor by Jessica podcast. I am here with my friend Olivia, and we're both just cuddling in our bed together, and we decided that this is happening. So it's introduce happening. Yourself. Oh, tell, like, your coolest thing or, like, whatever you...
My coolest thing.
Or, like, whatever you want to say, you know? Do you have, like, a thing you want to promote or, like, talk about? Do you love, like, your job? What do you do?
Oh, my God. This is so much. Okay, so... Hi, everyone. I'm Olivia. Jess and I met at the good old OG when we used to both work there. Our glory days.
Yeah. You were one of the few who saw me nuts. You did. That one night, you actually saw me freak out the worst at everybody when I yelled at Frankie that one night. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was like, which time? But... Yes, I do remember that, and I was like, fuck yeah,
go Jess. Yeah, he deserved it. I hope he's not listening right now, but even if he is, you deserved it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have so much respect for you for everything you dealt with in that job.
Yeah.
We all did.
See, the problem is I'm just so blunt, and I don't take shit from people, so...
You don't. You tell it like it is.
Exactly. So don't be rude to me, and I won't be rude back, you know?
Hell yeah. Okay, so what do? I have a job now, not Olive Garden anymore. Yeah. I graduated college like a year ago almost.
Wow, it's already been a year? That's nuts. But we were talking about this the other night, which, by the way, I should mention the other night, because I was 100% supposed to interview Olivia, like, what, last week? Last week, Wednesday. And we went to Mocha Moments. Shout out to Mocha Moments. I love you. But there was an open mic night going on. And so Olivia and me were like, what do we do? But I really wanted a smoothie. And so I got a smoothie. And then we started listening to the open mic night. And I, like, fell in love with everybody singing, and I had to stay. And then I was happy I did, because that's when I ended up meeting Brandon, which I recorded him already, so they've already heard his podcast when this one is posted. So, yeah, so that was a good thing. So, anyway, so now I'm officially finally getting to interview Olivia because I blew her ass off. So, anyway, so rest of your job. So tell us about your job.
We sat for an hour. I just think it's hilarious that we haven't seen each other around. We sat together for like an hour and didn't get to catch up on anything.
We didn't like even talk. And every time like she would kind of try to talk, I'd be like, nope, save it for the podcast. So
good times.
Yeah, it was good. It was just a nice, awkward, silent smoothie time.
It was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So yeah, I work in Beloit at a company called Regal Beloit.
Okay, it's maybe that's why I thought you lived there.
Probably.
Okay. So what do they do? What do they?
So I love this question because I don't know. I work at our. I know. Okay, we manufacture like motors and gears and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I work at our corporate office, so I don't have much visibility into that. But I'm a benefit specialist.
Okay.
So my degree's in HR, but I specialized right away because I didn't want to deal with regular HR.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
I went right into benefits. So between my coworker and I, we manage like the employee benefits program for all of our US locations.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really fun. I like it a lot more than I thought I would. It's very challenging sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Oh, well then good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
And my team is really cool.
So you'll have to tell everybody who's listening. So Olivia is a very, very avid traveler. I say very, very because you've gone to like cool places.
Thank you.
Like I'm sure you've got like some cool stories. So
yeah.
You definitely have to tell me. So you went to Vietnam, right? Was it
Thailand?
Thailand. Yes. Okay. You have to tell me about that because I haven't seen you since then. And that was like, what, a year ago, probably?
So after I it was like my graduation present to myself. So, and my little sister came with me, but have you talked about EF at all on here?
No, not yet, actually, which is kind of surprising that I haven't because I've used them, but
So it was through EF, which is a company where you like say, I want to go to this place and they have like pre-planned trips and you just like say the dates you want to go. And you go and you don't know who you're going to end up being with.
Right.
But that's kind of, it can be fun.
Right. That was fun for me. Yeah, that's true. Was yours not fun? Did you have one that wasn't fun?
There was a couple people who were interesting, which I can talk about. Yeah. But Yeah, so I went to Thailand, and we left the day after Christmas.
Oh my gosh, last year. Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, and we were there until, like, January, I forget, like, 16th or 17th.
Oh my gosh, you were there a while. Wow, so you spent New Year's there.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So, did they do, like, a New Year's thing?
You know, I don't really know what traditionally they do. We went to the hotel that we were staying at, had, like, a big, like, buffet dinner thing and drinks that you could do sort of event. And then our tour director set up some people to go out to another bar, but the girls who I was hanging out with, we just, like, put on pajamas and hung out in a hotel room together, and it was really fun.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, that was fun. So, yeah, we went all over. I don't remember now, but, like, Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Phuket.
Wow, that's cool.
A bunch of the islands.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what was, like, your favorite thing?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think back of everything we did.
I know. I feel like... So, I also used EF, for everybody out there who's listening. A year ago, I went to Italy, and when people ask me that question, too, I'm always like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, to have to even, like, remember the names of, like, the 20 churches I went to, you know? Like,
right.
That's literally what Italy is. It's museums and churches.
Right.
You know, it's all art, and, like, I'll look through my photos now, and I'm like, no idea what this is, no idea what this is, like, but I took, like, 1,000 photos, and it's like, none of this stuff I remember. Like,
right. So, one of the cool things we did, I can't remember, it might have been New Year's Day or the day after, we went to, like, a elephant sanctuary.
What?
It was, like, an actual sanctuary where, like, you can't ride the elephants, because that's not, like, you're not supposed to do that, even though it's cool.
Yeah.
they, like, rescue elephants from, like, circus, stuff like that.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah, so it was really cool. One of the baby elephants actually charged my little sister and some other people. We were, like, running around trying to not get charged by the elephants. We can laugh now because we survived.
Right, exactly, but it's terrifying. When it's
And then another day we did, like, what was it called? A booze cruise. So, like, we went to this, like, little beach tiki thing and got to, like, have drinks for, like, an hour or two, and then they took us on a boat to, like, snorkel.
Oh, nice.
With all these, like, colorful fish and stuff like that. And then took us back and fed us, and we got to drink more.
Nice.
So that was really fun.
Yeah.
So we did, like, a lot of boat excursions.
I feel like with my Italy trip, I, like, drank, but I didn't really, like, drink. Like, they make it seem like Italians, like, drink.
Yeah.
But they really kind of don't. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I drank a lot of wine, but it was, like, with meals or, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like, I don't think I ever, like, got drunk. We only went to one club, and it was, like, a karaoke. It was, like, an Americanized karaoke club in Italy, and which that was kind of fun, but it just, like, felt weird to get drunk.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially alone. It was, like, ugh.
Well, same, because, like, all the EF tours. You know I like to drink. The EF tours I've gone on, I really didn't drink much during them, except for maybe once or twice. So, like, you just have your guard up, right?
Yeah.
You're not really sure.
Right,
especially
exactly.
In Thailand. I have no idea how to speak that language.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I only got drunk once, and it was the last night. You know how they give you, they have, like, the farewell dinner?
Oh, the farewell, yeah.
I got white girl wasted. And the next day was our travel day. We had to be up at, like, 7 a.m. to get on a bus to take us to a ferry to take us. We got on another bus to take us to the airport to take us back to Bangkok, where we got on, like, another bus. So, homegirl, I was throwing up
all
day.
No.
Like, literally thought I was going to pass out.
That's so awful.
But that's... I just have to laugh now because I survived. And, like, I did that to myself. But,
exactly.
Like, if you know me, that's textbook me. Like, the day where you're traveling by any means possible is the day that you're, like, hungover. I'm surprised I didn't die.
Yeah. No, seriously, I feel that. I had a hangover a couple weeks ago that it, like, ruined drinking for me, I feel like. I mean, seriously, like, I was like, why do I still do this? Like, I'm 27. I feel like I'm 40. Like, it was like a 3-day hangover. Seriously, I was like,
yeah.
Why do I feel so crappy? Like,
yeah.
Just, like, remember being 21 and being able to just, like, you could drink, like, a gallon of anything and you would just be like, let's go out tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
And now I go out and I'm like, I want to go to bed. It's done.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I get like that sometimes. On Saturday, this past Saturday, I drank for like 12 hours.
Oh
don't
my gosh, that's crazy. Where at?
In Beloit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do like to go to... That's probably why I think you're like living in Beloit too, because you always go out there.
Yeah, I do end up going out there more often just because my friends are from there. So.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, because I'm always downtown, but I've been kind of avoiding downtown because I got kicked out of Legends a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yes. We talked about this.
Oh, did I tell you? Okay.
Yes.
So,
this is one thing that we did get
to
talk
about. So, for
the
listeners, I shouldn't have said the name of the bar. Oops. Well, whatever. So, for the listeners out there who are listening, I got kicked out of a bar 2 weekends ago because I was recording for the podcast and the bartenders didn't like it. So I felt like really guilty about it at first because I was like, did I do something wrong? Like, was I being obnoxious? Nope. I was not being obnoxious and I'm mad about it still. But I'm even more mad about it because this last weekend I ended up going out and we met up with Jesse and I told Jesse, I'm like, I'm not going there. Not going to that bar. They don't get any of my money anymore. I'm not spending my money there anymore. I'm done. I have sworn off that bar. So we spend like most of the night at Looking Glass. Shout out to Looking Glass that doesn't yell at me for recording for my podcast. But then he asked if we could go to that bar. And I was like, nope, not going. Nope. And I said, okay, wait, I'll go if you buy me and my date a drink. And he was like,
oh, a date?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I have a boyfriend now.
What?
He's my boyfriend now.
What? Bitch, you move quick.
I didn't mean to. It just happened, okay?
Podcast friend.
Yep.
Okay, finish the story.
Okay, and then I'll tell you that story.
Yes.
So anyway, we go over because Jesse had said he'd buy the drink. And we walk up to the bar to order. And the bartender literally taps the bar in front of me and goes, no recording tonight, okay, hon?
Oh, no.
And you know me. I'm nuts.
She doesn't know that.
And I literally just looked at Jesse, and he looked at me, and I was like, no worries. It's in my purse.
Oh, no.
I was so responsible. I didn't freak out.
That's
I was
crazy.
So calm.
You're a changed woman.
I'm a changed woman. It was crazy. Even when we went like to sit down at a table, Jesse sits next to me and he goes, you realize that you didn't just freak out right now, right? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Weird.
But then, of course, for like...
this new man.
Maybe. He does put my ass right in my place, so probably. But... yeah, so I guess I should probably explain that story a little bit, too. So
this man that was from Open Mic Night,
yeah,
literally less than a week ago.
Yeah, is now my boyfriend.
Damn, I need to learn your ways.
I don't even know my ways, and I hope he doesn't hear this.
I hope he does.
Okay, so for the listeners out there, because we're not just talking nonchalantly, we're talking to a whole audience. The reason I ditched Olivia last week was because... Brandon, the guy I interviewed in the podcast before Olivia's that you'll hear, it's going to be...
We'll have already heard.
Probably. Yeah, you will have already heard it because it'll be the first Monday of the first week of December because there's another open mic on that Wednesday. So I want people to be able to know, like, to go to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I ditched Olivia because I heard Brandon singing and I was like... I seriously looked right at Olivia and I was like, I have to interview him for the podcast. Like, he was just so good.
He was good.
And he's really attractive, so that, like, helped. Mm-hmm. But it was mostly, like, 99% the singing that kept me there. The 1% that he looked nice, that was okay. I appreciated that, you know?
Yeah.
Just so,
a little perk.
So, Olivia leaves and he gets done singing, but then he's set up at the front, so I had to, like, wait. And then he came to the back where his coat was, and I was sitting there, and I, like, it was so awkward. I, like, tapped him, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, are you leaving? And then he kind of just looked at me like...
What a way to
open. No. And I was like, wait, let me rephrase that. That sounded weird. And, like, I'm doing a podcast. Is there any way I can interview you? And then he kind of just, like, stood there quietly. Like, he had no... It was just so awkward. And then I started doing the me thing where I stumble over every word that I own. Mm-hmm. And So he goes, yeah, yeah, why don't you just write your number down? I'm going to step outside and I'll come back in. So then I'm like, who asks for somebody to write their phone number down? Like, it's like 2019. Like, I don't even have a pen or a piece of paper. So then I'm like, okay. So he goes outside and I'm like scrounging around in this cafe trying to find a piece of paper and a pen, right? So I finally get one, write it all down. And then he comes in and he actually sits at the table with me. And we talked for like, I don't know, 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah. It was so.
Did you podcast that night or?
No. Okay. It wasn't even his podcast. Okay. So that night we had made plans to meet up Friday to do his podcast. And then during his podcast, like, I heard his story. And once the pod comes out, you have to listen to it because his story is so incredible. And all the things that he's been through to get where he's at, to be writing his music, I just want every human on this earth to be listening to him. And it's not even because I am dating him. I truly believe in him, even if he was not my boyfriend, because he's so good. And all of his music's online. And it's so anyway.
Yeah.
So I interviewed him and his story's awesome. And then after the story, I like, you know, ended. And then I was like awkwardly sitting there, like drinking my coffee. And he was like, so like, you want to just go get a drink now or what? And so we did. And then we stayed out till bar closed.
Obviously.
And then, yeah. And then after that, the next night, we met up with Jesse. Because the night before he had introduced me to this cute little couple that owns Hilltop International Bar downtown. If you've never been there, it's so cute.
Oh, I've wondered if that place is open.
It's like this little quaint bar. Uh-huh. These two older people own it. And it's like, just like the sweetest people in there. The owner, his name is Fred. He's incredible. He makes homemade martinis and like all like specialty martinis. And then he'll like sit in front of you with his arms crossed and ask you about your day and like what your life's like. Like he's just makes you feel so welcoming. Yeah. And there's like, you know, comfy chairs and like couches and stuff. Yeah. It's really cute. I love it there. So I was supposed to interview them last Saturday. And so Brandon came with me because he's the one who introduced me to them. And we got there and it was kind of busy, so they didn't want to, which is fine. Yeah. We're going to reschedule. So hopefully eventually you guys will get to meet Fred because he's awesome. But if not, that's a little shout out for their bar because everybody should be going there because it's so cute. But it's on the corner and nobody really knows about it. So there was nobody our age. It's all older people, right. You know, but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we did that and then we stayed out till bar close again because we ended up meeting up with Jesse. And then what? Oh, and then Sunday, he asked me and my aunt and uncle to go to church with him. He doesn't like the word religious, which I kind of get, but he loves Jesus. That's the best way to put it.
Okay.
But, so we went to church. So, of course, now my family loves him, which I get, because, you know, church. What do you say to that? You know, like, now, like, I can't bring anybody home again ever again now. Like, you brought my family to church.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so then that happened, and then he had, like, kind of called me his girlfriend Saturday, but I was like, he kind of, like, said it, because this guy was like, okay, so there's another guy that I'm going to be interviewing. I just go around asking humans if I can interview them.
I'm not
shocked
by this.
Yeah, so I was talking to this very beautiful man. His name is Justin. I'm going to interview him. He had this full white suit on. Ooh. Very flamboyant. His story is very interesting. But he was like kind of, you know, getting all up close to me. And Brandon came over. He's like, hey, man, that's my girlfriend.
Whoa.
And so, of course, then I listened to nothing that Justin said for the rest of that. Because all I kept thinking in my head was, I'm his girlfriend. Like, when did that happen? Like
just then you
heard
it
happen. Does he see the things I wear? Does he know that I'm really blunt? Like,
find out.
Oh, he knows. He's already told me. He always says, "You're so bold, girl." It's like, well, yeah, I know, but I don't. So it was just like, of course. So in my brain, I'm just like racking all the like.
Yeah.
But then I realized I'm like, of course I'm his girlfriend. Like, look at me. You know what I mean? I was like, I was like thinking about it and I'm like, well, like, why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't he want me to be his girlfriend?
Exactly. So then we kind of chatted about it and I was like weird about it until I talked to my family because I needed their their advice, you know, their...
Always.
But they were... Because I invited him to Thanksgiving. So, his family lives in Virginia, so he doesn't have anywhere to go. But that's not why I invited him.
Yeah.
But it was a reason. One of the reasons. I hope he doesn't listen to this and be like, why are you telling everybody our whole story? But if you are listening, you should probably know this is what I do.
Yeah.
So, now it's just... Now he knows. But, so I invited him Thanksgiving, and my family, like, kind of brought it up at dinner. They were like, so do we, like, call him your boyfriend then? Because you're taking him to dinner. And I was like, yeah, he's my boyfriend. So now he's just my boyfriend, and I've only known him 6 days.
I like
total. It. So, yeah, that sounds about something I would do, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But by the time this podcast airs, it'll be, like, 2 weeks. Because I'll post your podcast the Thursday of... the first week of December.
Okay.
So, yeah, so whatever day that is, the 5th, I think.
Yeah. So, how's the future relationship going?
What do you mean?
On December, what day are you posting this?
Oh, the 5th.
How are things going on the 5th?
Oh, things are going to be good. Yeah.
Love to hear it.
Yeah, things are going to be good. He's still going to think I'm really hot.
Yeah.
He's still going to think I'm the funniest person on earth.
Yep.
What else is so good about me? That's all I got. I'm hot and I'm funny. That's all I need.
Like, I mean...
I enjoy food.
That's all that matters.
Like, you're gonna love... There was a part in the Thanksgiving episode where I was... So the Thanksgiving episode, I was a little tipsy, let's put it that way. And I was talking to this... I think his name was Dominic. I'm hoping it's Dominic, but he was incredible. And we were talking about, squats because these girls like ran out and they were like, squats and shots.
Absolutely.
And I was like, if you don't like the donut, go eat somewhere else. And I just thought it was so funny. Like, I just cracked
me up.
Love that. But anyway, I got to quit talking about other podcasts. So we have to now hear about you. Thanks for hearing all about my personal life, and now the whole world knows the story, so
you're welcome,
Brandon. So sorry if you did not want the whole world to know that.
That's just too damn bad.
I hope that his mom listens, but I hope that his mother also understands that I don't mean to say the F word so much. It just accidentally happens. And then, like, after it happens, I, like, know it happens. And I'm like, oh, shoot. But I already said it. Now it's recorded, and I don't know how to edit, so...
Yeah.
So, if Brandon's mother is listening, I apologize for my dirty potty mouth. Back to Olivia.
God.
What about your love life?
I was gonna say, I was hoping that we would get to, like, exchange, like, shitty love stories.
Yes, tell me, believe me, I've
not changed a bit.
I haven't even told you about the ex before Brandon.
Yeah, I was curious.
He was a disaster nightmare. Human being of all humans.
Yeah.
And I hope he's listening, and I hope that he heard me call him a disaster human, because he's the worst person I think I've ever met in my life.
Oh, no.
But you're going to tell me your stories first, because, you know, you gotta give me a good one.
Like, well, I can tell you about my current love life situation.
Yes, yes.
And I would like to preface my love life stories by saying, usually... when something goes south, it's because I was drunk and being sassy. And so what goes wrong, everyone's probably going to be like, what the fuck? But that's just how it goes.
Sorry, not sorry.
Right. So I've been hanging out with this guy. I went to high school with him, actually. He was 2 years older than me.
Okay.
And he's really great. I really like him. He just got out of a engagement, like, a couple months ago, which also something historically about my love life is that, like, I've had, like, almost relationships with, like, two other people, and they both were, like, fresh out of relationships, and they both ended up getting back with their exes and ending things with me, so I have, like, PTSD,
yeah, right?
And apparently a type.
Yeah.
So
I feel this immensely though, because Brandon also did just get out of a well, not also, but not recent, but it was an engagement. So I know how you're feeling, because it's a little intimidating.
So right, and it's a fine, right? Like, he has been super honest with me up front, telling me, like, I'm not in a place where I want a relationship right now. I'm like,
right,
totally fine. Like, as long as you're honest with me, I don't have any problems. And, like, right, communicate with me, no problems. And are, like, respectful, cool. We can keep hanging out. Because he's so fun. Like, the first time that I hung out with him, he plays pool on Thursday nights at a bar in Beloit. And so I went to that with him, and it was so much fun. Like, I have kind of a hard time, I think, being myself around guys, and totally wasn't like that. Like, it was awesome. Do you need a charge at all? I don't know if you were.
Oh, no, sorry. Okay. I keep having texts pop up on my phone, and so I'm just like, well, one was Brandon, but technically it wasn't his fault, because I told him to text me what he wanted from Taco Bell, because we're going to have Taco Bell. So
that's very
but
important.
It's my sister. She sent me like four of them. So anyway,
no. So yeah, things are fine. But back to my whole drinking for 12 hours on Saturday. Yes. Which, okay, so we've been talking for maybe 2 months now, let's say.
Okay.
And give or take. And I've been drunk before within that time frame, and I'm sassy when I'm drunk, so right, he knows.
Right.
And he said, just as long as you're yourself, I don't care.
Aw, that's like, so sweet. Brandon says that too, but it kind of scares me for him, like, a little bit.
Be careful what you wish for.
You said it.
No take backs. So yeah, I wasn't like bad drunk, but whatever, I was drinking, and I had messaged him maybe around like 4 or 5 and was like, what are you doing tonight? Like, do you want to hang out? Whether that was like him coming out with my friends and I, or like me just going there later. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. He was like making dinner for his family that night over at his house. So he was like, it's going to have to be later though, after they leave. Like, I can let you know. Totally fine. And so it was getting to be about 10 o'clock, and my girlfriend, who I was there with, was like, I'm leaving at 10, like, I've got to go home, can't be out all night. And I'm like, suit yourself. That makes one of us.
Because so I just stayed out alone?
No.
Oh, okay.
I had other friends at the bar. Okay. But, like, she's who I was, like, there with, her and my other girlfriend, and they left. And I was like, message Aaron, I'm like, oh, my girlfriend's left. Or are leaving at 10. I think I messaged him before that and was like, you know, can I come over around then? Or, like, what's the status? Stuff like that. And he was still hanging out with his family, which is fine. And then it's a little foggy. Things from there, like,
it's always
like I said,
the worst
I get
when it gets a little foggy. It's always the worst.
We were just, like, we miscommunicate a lot when it's through messages.
Okay.
So, like, I was being where I thought I was being, like, sassy funny, and he was like taking
thought you were being
way,
like
a bitch.
Essentially. Yeah.
Whoops. So
I feel that about all of the things that come out of my mouth most of the time. So yeah. I get it.
Well, and if anyone is listening knows that, like, I say the most ridiculous shit.
See,
you gotta take it with a grain of salt.
I feel like that's why you and I became such good friends at Olive Garden right away, because you and I would just talk crap and laugh and just the whole shit. Like, I
can't
loved working shifts with you and Ray, because every single time it was just something crazy.
Always a shit show. So yeah, it got, and so meanwhile, while this is happening, while we're like, I'm like, you know, what's your family? What are you doing? Like, blah, blah, trying to get an answer out of him. I see his roommate at the bar by himself, and I'm like, dude, what's up? Went and talked to him, hung out with him, ended up, like, maybe that was around like 11:30 or midnight, ended up hanging out with him at the bar till bar time.
What? And still hadn't heard from Aaron?
We had exchanged a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, well, because and then at one point he was like, okay, my family left, like, you can come over whenever. And I was like, well, come get me, because, like, homegirl's drunk.
Yeah,
and he was like, I'm not coming, or I'm not leaving my house. And I was like, well, can Jory bring me home? Which, yeah, he lives, like, a mile away. Or maybe two. I don't know. He lived close to the bar.
I'm like, I don't know, Aaron. I don't know if I'm a fan yet. I'm just saying, like, you could have walked there, guy. Like, really? Like,
piggyback.
Like,
ride.
All I'm saying is, like, have you I met Olivia? Like, yeah. Look at that face. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, she likes to eat. Most girls don't. You know? Like,
what more could you ask
what
for?
What more do you need?
So, yeah, and then I'm like, well, can Jory bring me home? Said his name. I was trying not
you
to
said Aaron
drop.
And Jory. You said whatever. Both their names already. So
these
shout out.
And he was like, yeah, I don't care, whatever. I wish I could see the messages because it was on Snapchat. It goes away.
Oh yeah.
I wish I could see, like, oh, you know what he said? He's like, yeah, but I'm not bringing you back to the bar in the morning. I'm not taking you back to Janesville because he was waking up at 5 a.m. to go hunting. I'm like, and I read that and said to Jory, I was like, I never asked him for shit. Like, totally joking. You know me? Yeah. Like, I've literally never asked him for anything.
Right.
Like, I didn't ask you to take me home in the morning. Like, right. You know.
Exactly.
It just bothers me that, like, well, I'm not a girl who's, like, needy and asks for a bunch of shit.
Right.
So it bothers me that he just assumed.
Right. But the thing also is, too, like, rude ass, you can't just drive the girl that's coming over to your house
at night.
At night.
When she's been drinking.
Hint, hint.
So.
You can't drive her the next morning. Aaron, I don't like you.
So, he might be canceled. So, yeah. So, I sent back in all caps, like, I've never asked you for anything. Like, in that meaning, this, like, how I just explained right. it. And, he didn't like that, apparently. He said, okay, no, I'm going to bed. I was like, I don't know what that means, drunk me.
Right.
That's very clear.
Right.
Don't come over anymore. It's very clear to the sober. But to me, I'm like, Jory, I'm going over anyways. You're taking me back anyways. And his eyes got wide. He's probably like this crazy bitch. But we were like having a good time drinking and
so
stuff.
He so he took you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
His bar time. And I'm also thinking back, I'm at a bar with a bunch of people. Like, I went to high school with a lot of people who know me, and I leave the bar with this random guy who I've been talking to.
And
all
none
they
of
probably,
them stopped you?
Well, not that, but,
Well, hold that
do,
thought for
I
one
can
thought.
Do whatever I want.
Olivia's friends, just saying, a lot of murders happen. Like, all the time.
They do, but I you, know Jory.
You didn't know the dude, and she was drinking. You should have at least said, hey, Olivia, you know that guy? Because you're leaving with him. And then she would have said, yeah. And then you would have been a good friend. But now I don't think you're a good friend because you didn't ask.
That's funny. I was going to the place where, like, all these people are probably like, this hoe just, like, met this guy in the bar and is going home with him. Which I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
If I wanted to do that, I
exactly.
can do it.
Yeah.
But it's just Jory, man. So... And he showed up to the bar by himself.
Right? Like, he needed
he
you.
He needed a friend.
You needed him, and he needed
yeah.
you.
So, here's where the story gets fun. I show up to his house, and I'm like, Jory, like, this was a bad idea. And we walk in, and Aaron was asleep in his living room, and he, like, got up and saw me. He was mad.
Oh, no.
And he's like... fucking told you not to come here, like, kind of mean. I was kind of offended.
Yeah, Aaron, I don't like you.
And I was like, shit. And, like, he went to his room, and I, like, I'm like, it's 2 a.m. I literally don't have anyone who come get me. I went to his room, and I'm like, I don't have, like, go. Can I just stay? And he's like, well, you're already fucking here. So I... just crawled into bed like this just
all right me and Olivia are currently
6 inches
in bed together and she is laying on the barest of minimum of the side of her cushion. That's how she slept on Aaron's bed.
This is really embarrassing for me to tell, but shockingly I have worse, so
I feel like
about this.
The fact that you think it's embarrassing but you're telling it to the whole world in my podcast makes it the best story alive.
It says a lot about my personality.
It does. This is why we're such good friends.
Uh-huh.
But that's not cool of him to like, he knew you were drunk.
Yeah.
Don't be sassy. Yeah. Just you know, yeah, he was upset, but, like...
Right, so I definitely see both sides. Right. I definitely do. Because, like, I invaded his space, you know?
Right.
Like, and he had to wake up at 5. I totally get it.
Right.
I'm not, like, making excuses for my dumbass just being drunk and, like... Right. When I'm drunk, I'm also, like, I just... think that I can have whatever I want.
Yeah. Well, no, that it when you told me that you like said I have nowhere to go, it made me think of that story you told me about where you in Madison when I won't name his name because he might be creepy enough to listen to this podcast, but the one dude that we worked with and he had to come pick you up in Madison because you were so drunk and then you didn't know where he was supposed to take you and he got pissed.
I'm pissed that you remember that. I tried to block it out of my mind.
So didn't he like drive you around for a while and then get so mad he dropped you back off at your car or something weird like that?
No, it was actually that I told him to come to the bar we were at and then my friends and I went back to... So I was with my one friend, and we were with her friends in Madison. I never really go out in Madison. And so we went back to her friend's house, and my phone died.
Oh.
And there wasn't a charger, or my dumbass was just like, I'm going to go back to the bar.
Oh, no.
And I forget how that happened. I took my phone with me and went back to the bar. I did not want to talk about this story. Went back to the bar and they like let me in and charged my phone because my friend worked at that bar. But then when I was like, yo, where are you at? Like, what house is it? Had no idea how to find the house that she was at. Her phone was dead too.
Oh,
no. And so when he came and got me, I'm like, I don't know where the house is at.
Didn't he drive all the way from Janesville too?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He drove me back to, my aunt's house.
I bet he was pissed.
I mean, we don't really talk. We spoke after that, which was fine. He was a fucking dick.
Yeah, he's not. Didn't he get fired?
Yeah, because he's being a dick? Stupid.
Yeah, God. When she says stupid, guys, like, he was dumber than a box of rocks.
Like, his IQ, I think, was really low.
The rocks in the box didn't even have rocks. They were pebbles. Like, it was that bad. Like, everything he said was just like,
Yeah, so, hashtag regerts. So, yeah, this current situation with Aaron, I don't know. So, I woke up the next morning, and I'm like, fuck, I'm such an a-hole. Like,
right.
Whatever. And he was gone, because he went hunting. I texted my friend, I'm like, you gotta come get me. And she's like, oh my god. But I left him a note, because... You know, I needed to apologize. I was like, I'm sorry, like, I came over here and invaded your space when you didn't want me to. Like, right. I completely understand. I was like, but I don't appreciate the way that you spoke to me. Like, I didn't do anything for you to, like, be mean to me. That wasn't necessary.
Right.
So.
Have you heard from him since?
Yeah, because I fucking left my hat there.
Oh.
That I was wearing. And he Snapchatted me that night. I don't think that he did it on purpose. Because I haven't heard from him since. He, like, sent me some random video. And I was like, I forgot my hat at your house, I think. And so he responded and was like, oh, what's it look like? I'll look for it later. And I told him, I was like, did you see my note? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, are you still mad? And he didn't say anything. So I think he's still mad.
Aww.
And I haven't heard from him since.
His little feelings got hurt.
So the thing that bothers me about it, right, is like... Come on.
Right.
It was just a miscommunication. Two drunk people, like... if you're still that mad, like, is there something deeper rooted, like...
Right.
You know?
The thing is, what I don't understand about guys that are our age in our 20s, I feel like guys have gotten to the point where they know that they can drag girls along because... If that girl doesn't work out, they can get on Tinder and find another one that night.
Yeah.
And there's no... They don't have to communicate. They don't have to learn to be in a relationship because they can just basically kind of get it when they want it now, which is sad. It's so sad. And it's unfair that not every guy. I shouldn't say that. There are good guys out there. But right. the ones, sure. you know, that do crap like this and then makes you wonder, like, well, are we still friends? Are we still talking? Like,
yeah.
it's not fair. All he no. needs to say is, hey, that wasn't cool. It kind of put me off to you, and I don't want to deal with it. You know, he yeah. just needs to be upfront with you.
I 100% why, agree.
Why do they all have to, like, kind of beat around the bush when they could easily get another girl from Tinder or whatever, all those other...
Yeah.
You know, I just... Especially for you and I, because we are very blunt and we are very, like, straightforward. So it's like, yeah. if you're not interested, fine. I'll go find someone who is. Like, yeah. I know I have a great ass. I know I'm funny and awesome. Like, if you don't want yes. me, bye.
There is a line out the door.
No. Right? Exactly. One, two, three.
No. It just, like... I don't waste my time being, like, mad or stewing about things,
right.
you know? So, like, he's just wasting all his energy being mad if he's still mad. And then, right. Like you said about just say if you...
Right.
If you're, like, over this bitch, just text me and right. be like, see you, bitch. Like,
so, shout out to all the 20-year-old dudes out there who are listening. You should probably listen to us because we're females and we know better than you. Yeah. Just know that we know better than you.
We
That's
do.
It. We're mm-hmm. smarter. Your brains don't develop till you're 25.
Oh,
so
my God.
That's a real thing.
I know. I
so
the funniest meme.
I've
or tweet.
So I feel like when we tell you that you're not being smart, it's because your brain is not fully there yet.
It's not. You're going to love this. You're going to okay. die. So I saw, I think it's a tweet. Don't know who tweeted it, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's like, it's some girl and she's like, ladies, remember how when we were younger we would say boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider? Well, they're back and it worked. And it's so painfully
it's
true.
It's so painfully true. Granted, I feel like, you know, I mean, I've only known Brandon 6 days, so he might be weird, who knows? Future me.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, it's going good. I yeah. would hope so. But I feel like he's one of the good ones. So I say that, but, you know, we might have another podcast yeah. episode where I tell you my crazy story right. with him. Who knows? But
I hope not, but I also kind of hope.
Yeah. Well, we can still do a future episode. You yeah. Because I'm sure, you know, even if I have a boyfriend, I'll still have. Have you met me? Have you met me? Weird stuff just
yeah.
happens to me.
Yeah.
Does.
Well, and it's funny, this story that I just told about my current situation is not like an isolated event. Things like this happen.
Right.
It's like we have all these stupid ass stories.
I used to think before I met Brandon that I just had a sign on my forehead that said, fuck with Jessica. Do the mm-hmm. craziest thing you can possibly think of to her.
Yeah.
Because some of the things that have just happened to me, I'm like, what? Like, have yeah. you listened to my first episode where I talk about the guy who pooped in the bathtub? Like, what? I just, like, I still don't get it. Like, what did he think I was gonna, like, I have to touch your poop, sir? You know what I mean?
I like, love the part of that story where you're like, are you asking me to come clean up the shit? Or are you just telling me
right?
someone shit?
And it's like... The thing that was so unfair is, like, I didn't have to clean up the shit. So this guy was, like, leaving this poop for me, but I didn't even have to deal with it, which is just so
leaving
awful.
This poop for me.
I just don't. I don't know. But that's not even the... That's
I love
like
a good poop
that's
story.
Like a mini story. That's not even, like... That's just a dumb thing that happened, but...
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you my little spiel on my last one. I'm gonna give you the short but sweet version. So
the last like
yeah,
shenanigans.
The last boyfriend.
Oh yes.
He probably was the worst thing that ever happened to me. But
it can only go up.
I learned a lot of lessons from him, so I don't do stupid stuff anymore and I don't allow guys to like have all my money and
oh no, baby.
Like I don't allow them to sleep on their baby mama's couch while they're dating me.
No.
And I don't allow them to just cheat on me. Like, he just was a bad dude.
What's his name? I don't want to meet him.
I'm not going to throw his name out there.
Because
he is a dick But I don't want to be a dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. He deserves to have his name thrown out there. And if he is listening,
he knows.
I want you to know that I am the nice one. Because I would love to throw your name out there. So anyway, he basically was just the kind of human being that... He was a narcissist. He was always right.
Oh.
He always was right. But he never... Long story short, we dated... He cheated, then it just kind of didn't work out. But then he ended things, the which audacity. I was like, you cheated on me, you piece of garbage. Like, really? And then 3 weeks after that, he starts dating a stripper. And then about a month after that, he marries the stripper. And then about 3 months after that, they are now having a child. So he hasn't even known her for 8 months, and they are married and have a child together.
Damn, that's freaking sketchy.
So, for Brandon, dudes leave me to marry strippers, so good luck.
Dudes leave me for their exes. So if anyone wants to get back with your ex, we can hang out for a while, see what happens.
She's super cute and nice. I don't want you to date her, though, if you want to get the... Going back to your ex is never a good
idea. Maybe they're an ex for a reason.
Bye. Like, what? But, yeah, so that was interesting.
They always are.
At first, I was, like, sad. I was like, oh, he's married now. My life is so sad. But mm-hmm. then I was like...
Is he's, it yours or is his?
He's married to a stripper. So, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm doing all right.
Doing all right. So, I don't know. That's not even the craziest, like, stories I have. That's mm-hmm. the saddest thing. Is like, my college boyfriend, he would drink. The thing is, he would have one drink. One. He'd pee the bed.
What?
One drink. But belligerent drunk, pee the bed. Every single time there was alcohol in his body, pee the bed.
That's nasty.
I had to literally get a plastic mattress pad for my mattress for when he would stay over because he would pee my bed. Yeah, it was horrible.
How long did you date him?
Oh, long time because I was dumb. Like, the first time it ever happened, I was so mad. So I was like waiting for him to come home. You know, I was like laying in his bed, all cute. And... He lays down, and I'm, like, laying there, but he was so drunk that I was annoyed, you know? And I was like, oh, I don't even want to, like, cuddle or anything, you know?
Yeah.
So I roll over, and all of a sudden, I, like, it kind of felt wet, and I look over, and you see the stream coming through the blanket, like, into the air. What? Like, I'm not even joking. That's into the air.
How yeah. does that happen?
Into the that? Air, and it was, like, you know, like, going onto the and I was like...
Did you leave?
I was so, I didn't even know what was going, like, you know, when you, like, are so dumbfounded that you're just like, that wasn't real. This is a dream.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I would have walked out.
I got up, took a shower, and I did leave because I was like, what? I did leave that night. But, of course, I saw him again, and then we ended up dating forever, way too long. But, I mean, it was so bad that one time he went to a wedding with his mom. And they had to sleep in the same bed in a hotel room. He peed the bed with his mother. With his mother.
Shame.
In the bed. Like.
That's embarrassing. Okay, I feel better about my story. At least I pissed in the bed.
It's all a joke. It's like I said, there's a big sign on my forehead. I don't know. Brandon seems normal, though. He seems we'll like see. He's not going to pee the bed and be, you know, a psycho. Or marry a stripper. He loves Jesus, so, you know.
You never know, sister.
yeah, that's true. You don't.
Mm-mm.
Future me. Hope it's all good.
I hope one day I can whip up this podcast with my husband and be like, look what I went through. Possibly.
You can, no, yeah. It's going to be public until, like, it's not, you know? I'll save it for you.
Thank you.
For your wedding day, I'll give it as your gift. Put it on a hard drive for you.
I I don't know about marriage.
I was never one to, like, want to get married. And then I had such bad anxiety and such bad depression for so long that, to me, marriage just didn't seem ideal. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm, like, older, and I'm, like, older, I'm kind of ready for that, yeah. You know? Like, I think I could probably get married eventually someday, okay. You know? But it is a very scary thought, because it's, like,
yeah.
That's the rest of your life.
A divorce.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, I've been through divorces with both parents where I'm like, I don't want to do that. I just don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fun. It's tricky. It's scary. It's like, but, I mean, because marriage is like, it's not even just sleeping with the same person for the rest of your life, you know, and that's, mm-hmm. I know that's like always the joke, but I mean, you're developing a whole life with somebody, you know, I mean,
you're getting the government involved.
Exactly. In all of your money.
Mm-mm, not for me.
If you have children, like, that's a whole nother, like, you literally make a thing, like a body, like, it's a lot of pressure. And especially now too, with how, like, the economy is and how, you know, our world is. And mm-hmm. it's a scary thought because it's just so easy to, I'm going to get married. I'm going to get divorced. It's like, love doesn't feel real anymore. That's not true. It does feel real. You just have to find the right human. You have to find the right human. But I feel, you know, when you look back in, like, the 50s, 60s, when you see, like, love stories where it's like, and then they're just together for 80 years, you know, it's like, I want that. But then you also wonder, like, did they hate each other when they died? Or did they, you know? So it's terrifying. It's like, love is terrifying. It's hard and it's terrifying and there's a lot to it.
Yeah. I feel like you said, like, people older, people who just, like, early 20s, teens even, like, just decided that they wanted to be together forever. Like, they just keep choosing that.
Right.
And, like, there's no shenanigans like there is these days.
Right.
So,
and it's not fair. And the thing is, too, there was no technology.
Yeah.
So, it was hard for them to meet 10 women, let alone one, you know? Yeah. They had to call each other on the telephone and talk. There was no texting. Exactly. So, it's, and I listened to this one podcast. It's called You Up. You would probably like it. It's it's about dating. Oh,
like,
in this.
You Up.
Yep. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. It's about dating in this generation, and they're just hysterical. They just talk, and they say all the things we're talking about. It's just, it's hard because it's so easy for it not to be hard. And,
oh my God.
And commitment is hard. I mean, it's not always going to be easy. And I feel like our generation just thinks that I don't have to do work because I can find someone else. And that makes it really hard for the people like you and I who want to put in the work and do the thing, you know? So it's just, it is crazy to think about, you know, we all love technology, of course.
Yeah.
But then we all kind of hate it too a little bit. It's like one of those things, you know?
Yeah.
So I get that 100%. So on that topic, well, not that topic, but the topic of, like, I'm just going to switch right into serial killers, so...
Thank you. Let's talk about something I actually like to talk about.
Do you really? Do you listen to My Favorite Murder?
So, I started... So, like, when I started working...
Yeah.
I'm like, I need something in my ear. So, I was listening to My Favorite Murder, but I didn't love it because I felt like they got off track a lot.
Okay, yeah.
And would talk about, like, random stuff, and I'm like, let's talk about the murder.
Yeah.
So, have you ever listened to Sword and Scale?
Uh-uh.
Okay, sister, you gotta listen to that.
Okay.
There's, like, almost 200 episodes. I powered through that. It's a guy, and he does a podcast by himself, and he talks about, like, I don't know, usually one episode is, like, one case, and he has, like, 911 calls.
Oh,
like,
that's crazy.
All sorts of stuff. There's one episode where it was like, which was probably the most effed up episode, was like these child molesters and killers were, like, on a chat room talking about, like, how they kill kids and eat them. And there was, like, because it's chats, so there was, like, just automated voices.
Right.
So like, going through what the chats actually were. Creepy. So, yeah, it's really good. It's more, like, you know, he's by himself, so he's not, like, going off on tangents and stuff like that. So, you get a lot more detail. Very dark, but so good.
Yeah. So, on that note, because I feel like I've asked you this question, because I ask it to every human being I know.
You haven't ever asked me, but I know, because I heard you say it on your podcast. Okay.
So, I'm going to ask you, what is your serial killer trait?
So, I was thinking about this, and what is yours?
So, well, I feel like I should explain mine, because it's really weird that I do it, but I do it for a reason. So, because I'm diabetic, I have neuropathy really bad, so I have a really hard time, like, getting feeling in my feet and my hands sometimes.
Oh.
So when my feet itch really bad and I can't, like, feel the, like, scratching, it's annoying because my foot itches. Yeah. So I started doing this thing when I was younger where I, like, rub my feet on the carpet to itch my feet.
Yeah, that feels good.
But my sister hates that I do it. Like, every time I do it, she's like, that is so disgusting. She's, like, disgusted by it and hates it. She hates the sound of it. Granted, we did share a room, so I probably just, like, tormented her whole life, and now she hates it, but, so I claim that as mine, but let's get real here. Have you met me? I mean, I'm sure I got some other really crazy weird thing I do. I just don't think it's crazy, because I've never noticed, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, I'm like, God, what do I do that's freaking weird? And the only thing I could really come up with is that, like, I hate awkward situations.
That's right. You've told me this, where you, like, won't even leave your car until you know somebody's in the building.
Yeah. Okay. I love how you know all these things about me that I didn't even think to bring up. Thanks for that, Jess.
All the boys out there looking.
Still single. What I was going to say is that, like, so if it's, like, a group of people talking or something, someone says something slightly funny, no one laughs, I have to laugh. Or, like, if someone says something that they think might be funny and it's kind of, you know, I, like, have to laugh.
I'm so happy that...
Or, like, chuckle or something.
Not that I'm not so...
And it makes me seem like I don't understand social norms because I'm laughing when nothing's funny. And that's a serial killer trait.
That is, actually. Because sociopaths, that's what they do. They, like...
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, that is pretty funny. She might be a murderer, guys, if I don't make it home. I died at Olivia's.
Well, of all people, honey, I'm not killing you.
Yeah. Aw, thanks. That's so nice.
You're welcome.
But, I'm actually, I'm not happy that you left the open mic, but I'm only happy you left the open mic because there was this comedian that performed.
Mm.
He was not funny.
No.
Like, silence.
Mm.
Like, and his whole family was there, so I'm like.
They weren't even laughing.
No. You would have been the only one laughing. I'm actually kind of happy, though. That's amazing. You should have been there. That would have been incredible.
Yeah.
But
damn it. I didn't know it was also funny open mic.
That was the only comedian. After that, it was just a few more singers.
They were like, we can't have any more comedians.
Yeah, comedians are out.
It's too quiet in here.
After that, it was a bunch of singers. And then the guy who runs the open mic, he sang a few songs. Mm. And then it just kind of ended.
Yeah.
But it was good. I'm going to definitely go again. Yeah. I mean, Brandon's singing, so I'm, like, going because I have to. But I would have went even if he wasn't.
So, can we talk about how when we were there and listening to Brandon, I could not understand a fucking word he was saying when he was singing. I'm like, Jess, his voice is so beautiful, but what's he saying?
You have to look him up because you can definitely hear the words of his songs way better.
Yeah. And
I think that that was the first time he's performed in a really long time. So I think he was just a little nervous kitty.
Yeah, that's
but
good. That's okay.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
Even today at work, I was just listening to him at work today.
Oh, really?
And it's not even because he's my boyfriend. It's just he's so good. And I just like.
Yeah, I love his voice.
Oh, it's beautiful. He could go somewhere with it. So I really hope that he gets that opportunity because he deserves it, really. Especially after you hear a story. Once you hear a story, you're going to be like, what? So it's pretty cool. But, yeah, what else? What else is new? What's going on in your world, though, other than work?
Nothing. I'm so boring. Like, I come home from work and I'm like, gotta get in as much, like, Netflix as I can. I have to go back tomorrow.
Okay, I told Brandon the other night that he didn't understand, like, the dog likes to scratch on my door to get in. But the dog never used to have to scratch on my door to get in because he'd already be in there with me cuddling while we watched Netflix. Mm-hmm. But now, like, Brandon comes over and it's like, we don't need the dog, like, in our faces. I know. He sometimes gets him because, mm-hmm. you know me, I get weird with dogs. I gotta love him. I mean, he is so cute. He's a sweet boy.
I called him Einstein, right? That's not his.